Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BassRadio20 on everything at Rapala.com. The TNT Fireworks Bassmaster Elite at Smith Lake in Alabama sure provided some fireworks late on Championship Sunday when Takumi Ito sacked a nearly 6-pound Alabama spotted bass, which was more than double the size of the average catch there. Takumi is coming up in the Rapala winner's circle. Robert G finished second, but the rookie is having a great season, and he's coming up later on in the show as well. And it's back! Bassmaster Magazine's 100 Best Bass Lakes issue is out, and executive editor James Hall is coming up to tell us how the sausage is made. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year Gerald Swindle had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com, and for a limited time you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20 only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster Magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And we're starting things off with the Rapala Winner's Circle. And Takumi Ito is once again in the winner's circle. And he did it in grand fashion with a 5-pound, 12-ounce spotted bass that vaulted him over the rest of the field and into the win at the TNT Fireworks Bassmaster Elite at Smith Lake. And he joins us now on the VMC hook. Taku, welcome to the show and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Boy, what a deal. After going through so many spotted bass, for you to hook into one that was 5 pounds, 12 ounces, talk about that. Did you think it was a striper? Did you know it was a spot? Talk about that fish.
I think it's too big and too strong. So I think a striper or something, but that's a bass. That's a huge bass. So I'm so surprised and I'm very happy.
Now, did that come on the pancake or the dice?
Dice. huge dice, not small dice. Huge dice is a very powerful. Yeah.
I can't even say it. Let me see if I can say it. The OSP Socorro Dice Rubber Magnum. Did I say it right?
No. this is so in Japan, the Field Side brand is original cycle rubber. So dice bait.
Yeah.
Field Side cycle rubber, 14 millimeter. Looks like huge dice.
So how long has that been a bait that gets used in Japan? Is this something that's been around Japan for a while? Because I don't think you can buy it yet in America, can you?
Yeah, I can get. So we can get a huge dice in Japan. So, but US, I think the small dice only, I think.
Okay, so
yeah, OSP brand.
So you had the big one. And then, of course, you caught some on that. On that that Nori's flip gill as well, 3.6-inch deal, which you guys call a pancake bait, which is basically a big piece of pancake. Yeah. It looks like a small dollar pancake.
Yeah. So this is a Nori's bait, but usually, I mean, everyone use a Brugger bait, like a Texas rig, like a Lava Victoria, but I always use a Neko rig because of very strong the movement of water, the grip of water, and the big fish love it. So you remember that Lake Fork, day one, I caught 39 pounds and a big bag, five fish, 39 pounds. So a couple fish, I caught a huge pancake.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge pancake bed, Necco Rig. But spotted bass, its mouth is pretty small, so I use a small pancake Necco Rig.
Oh, so they're different sizes. Okay, so you use the big one in this
different
one.
Size.
Different sizes.
Yeah.
All right. You famously put this powder on everything, and it reminds me of a guy that you know. I don't think you ever heard of, but Wayne Gretzky, great NHL hockey player, used to put powder on his hockey stick. He'd put it on the blade of his hockey stick all the time. And but you put this powder, this stuff, on there. What is the powder? What is the secret sauce of the powder? And does it just rinse off when it hits the water?
Yeah, yeah. So I use the secret white powder. And I think that everything is happy. So taku getting the powder is pretty happy. Spotted bass getting the powder is pretty happy. I don't know why. Very tasty and feeling happy. I think so. Fish love the white powder. So I use a soft, all soft bait, put on the powder and using. Always very good for fishing. And the tournament is 100%. It's very good because many people throw the normal bait, but I use only the powder on it. So that's a very secret, but I got it. I got a big bass, big weight in the Smith Lake. Is the powder is 100%. It's good.
It is, so it's a fish attractant? I mean, it's not like regular baby powder or something.
Yeah.
It's some sort of fish attractant type
fish
stuff.
Shrimp. Shrimp powder.
Is it something you make, or is it something that's available to be purchased?
Nori's brand.
Oh, Nori's makes it. Okay.
Yeah,
so Nori's makes the special sauce Taco Ito with us coming off of his win. Now the thing is that, you know, one of the things that we've learned about you, you're kind of like Ben Milliken in the United States. He was a YouTube star who, you know, took a shot at tournament fishing and has been very successful. He's a rookie on the tour. But you were that guy in Japan, right? You're a big YouTube star in Japan. You didn't fish tournaments over there.
Oh, yeah. So looks like Ben Milliken. So very similar to Taku Milliken like that. So, yeah, in Japan. Because so I always YouTube, video shoot, and the magazine, TV, so many kind of the media, and the shooting every day in Japan. But I won't try to the U.S. tournament. I won't try to the Bassmasters Elite Series. So I tried in the 2019 to start in the tournament. So it's pretty hard for me because I don't know how to catch like a professional tournament fishing, but I learn to every year. So now I'm good. I think I grew up in a good professional fisherman.
We know you're great with the smallmouth. You're heading to smallmouth Disneyland in a few weeks when you get up to the St. Lawrence. You're great, obviously, with the spotted bass. You say that that Smith Lake is your favorite lake in America, but you haven't made friends totally with the largemouth yet. I mean, you know, you fish a lot of largemouth here on the Elite Tour. You're gonna have to make peace. You're gonna have to fall in love with the largemouth too.
Yeah. Hey, I don't like that. For example, the Smith Lake, the spotted bass largemouth. I fish in the spotted bass only.
Yeah.
So St. Lawrence River, spotted bass. I like Champlain, spotted bass and largemouth. Smallmouth and largemouth.
Yeah.
I fish in smallmouth only. So always I don't like largemouth fishing. I don't like power fishing, frogging, flipping, no frogging, no flipping. So I always focus on that without largemouth.
You know, and you live in a good area for that, where you are over there in Northeast Georgia. You're not too far from Lake Lanier, which is a great spotted bass lake. And then Lake Hartwell.
Yeah.
Lake Hartwell, too, you're close to, which has got tremendous spotted bass as well up there. But, you know, if you love Smith Lake so much, maybe you need to move to Alabama. Maybe you need to move and buy a house with all that money you're winning, you know, buy a house on Smith Lake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. So I want to live now, very close now, Smith Lake. So it's 100%. I love it. So, yeah, but I live in North Georgia. It's very close to Carter's Lake. It's very similar to Smith Lake, right? So it's very, very, very similar. Yeah, so so North Georgia is so still can fish in that. Sponsored bus a lot.
Yeah,
it's fun.
So $100,000 US. How many yen is that?
160,000 yen. Yeah. 160,000 yen. Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, that it's is huge. That is huge. Do you make them pay you in yen, or do you say I'll take the US money?
I think that I use the US money. So because. Yeah, I stay in a rental house, and I fishing a lot and using the gas. Yeah, so
it's good stuff.
I think that I like U.S. a lot, so I stay in U.S. long time. So I think that so no use the yen. I use the dollar a lot.
There you go. Taco Ito has been our guest, and his family will be coming over July 22nd. I know he's looking forward to that, and he'll have him with him on the Northern Swing as well. Well, Taco, congratulations on the win. We love watching you fish, and good luck up north. I know you're going to get after him. You're now in the classic, above the classic cut line, and I'm sure you're going to keep climbing the points here when you get up north.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Taku Ito. And his English has gotten so much better. I met him about 3 or 4 years ago at Goose Pond Colony in the restaurant there right at the ramp at Goose Pond Colony. And we chatted a little bit then, and his English has really improved a lot since then. All right, we get a break in here. When we come back, James Hall is up next. It's Top 100 time right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Sponsored by IBM. IBM and the All England Lawn Tennis Club announced a new feature for the Wimbledon digital experience that will utilize match data with generative AI from IBM's AI and data platform Watson X to keep fans updated on gentlemen and ladies singles players as they move through the championships. The new feature, named Catch Me Up, displays cards with AI-generated player insights and analysis, making it easier for fans to stay up to date on players across all matches. Pre-match content will include analysis of recent performance and likelihood to win predictions, while post-match will include key statistics and highlights. The feature will also create longer-form daily and weekly summaries of play. Catch Me Up aims to help Wimbledon scale its content to both new and existing tennis fans globally. The Championships Wimbledon will run from July 1st to July 14th, 2024. Visit Wimbledon.com or download the Wimbledon app on your mobile device. Available on the App Store and Google Play Store.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And this segment of the show is brought to you by Lake Hartwall and Green Pond Landing and Anderson. Visit Anderson.com. Hartwall, one of the great lakes anywhere in the country. They've held, I believe, four Bassmaster Classics there. You know there's going to be another one there at some particular point in time. The lake fish is huge, does tremendous. Did show up, as usual, on the southeast part of the country in the Bassmaster 100 best lakes, top 100 lakes, whatever, however you want to term it. But it did show up on the list once again. Lots and lots of solid fish there. You don't get the big ones there necessarily, but lots and lots of solid fish there. And Anderson is just such a great town, and it's a great place to just go visit and hang out. All right, joining us now to talk about the Bassmaster 100 Best Lakes is that guy, James Hall. He is the executive editor of the whole shebang now with Bassmaster, and he joins us on the VMC Hook. James, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tom. I appreciate you having me on again, although it's always a little nervous whether you're going to yell at me for the rankings or congrats.
You know, I used to yell at you. James has been coming on for all 12 years of the top 100 lakes, and all going all the way back to the days of Southern Bass Radio. He used to come on before we expanded into Bassmaster Radio, and so we've had this conversation. And in the beginning, I used to argue with him about lakes, and then I got a sense of just what a massive undertaking this is, and I have a lot better appreciation for it. Maybe I'm getting soft in my old age, but you have kind of a love-hate affair with this whole process, don't you? I mean, this is just such a big task. It's great when it's done. It's like having a baby, right? It sucks when you're having a baby, but when you get the baby and you look at the kid, then that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is exactly right. I actually detest, maybe too strong of a word, but I do not look forward to the process for this project every year, just because it takes about 2 months of my life that I'll never get back. And the research and the writing and the verification and all that sort of stuff. So it's to put it this way, we asked the state to give us all of the data that they have on their fisheries, and we asked them to rank them. And one of the biologists says that if there's a group that can actually rank lakes like this, then they're a unicorn. Mm. He said it's just not possible. So I'm not a unicorn, but we put so much work and effort into it. I feel like, I have a horn growing out of my head on occasion. So, it's not easy, but you're right. At the end of the day, when we come out with these rankings, we're very proud of the effort and work that we put into them. And we believe in the end product, which is basically to give anglers who don't get to go fishing very often, a bucket list. Just bam, right there in front of you. If one of these lakes is near, that you're going to have a better chance of catching bass there, big bass and a lot of bass, than lakes that are not on this list. So we feel like we accomplished that at a bare minimum.
You know what's going to happen at some point in time? I just completed a book written by an author by the name of Jimmy Jones. Jimmy James, he's not an author, actually. He was an executive at ExxonMobil in Texas for years and years, reached a very high level at Exxon, and then retired at age 60 or at age 58. And when he retired, as a retirement gift, his wife got him on Augusta. He's a golfer, and got him on Augusta National through some connections that she had through the college she was working at. When he got done playing Augusta, he said, well, that's one of the Golf Digest top 100 golf courses in the country. I'm going to play all of them in a year's time and write a book about it. So this dude goes and he played a round of golf at every single one of the top 100 golf courses in the country, and then wrote a book about it. It's a fascinating book and a great journey. And it talks about more than the golf. And somebody's going to do that. Then what a great thing that would be, to fish every one of these 100 lakes and write a little bit about it and turn it into a book.
Throw me in that briar patch. Now I know what I'm going to do the day I retire.
That's going to be my plan. What, they won't give you a, they won't give you a year off there to go do that? Yeah. I mean, it is an editorial thing. You tell them, say, hey, I'm gonna go fish 4 hours in every single lake. You know, just hop from lake to lake to lake. And that would be a really cool thing to do. James Hall with us here, talking about this process. One of the best things you guys did was several years ago, break this into regions of the country. I think going top 100, because I know, you know, I'm partial to the Southeast, because this is where I live, and Northeast, which is where I came from, the Finger Lakes, you know, it might have 30 or 35 of the top 100 lakes in that particular part of the country or whatever. But what you did by breaking this up regionally, I know I personally, I spend a lot less time reading about the Western states than I do the Southeastern ones, and folks out West will probably do the same. And it makes it so that you can make up a little bit of, you know, how many of these have I hit in my area? We might not get to go all the way across the country and fish someplace, but at least I know I've fished many of these lakes in my region of the country.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, I was glad we made that decision for a couple of reasons. That the anglers who are going to not, you know, venture outside of their region have a very condensed list. But secondly, you know, if you have a list of 100 things that are the best and you look at the 99th thing, you're like, well, maybe it's not so great after all. Well, that's just not the case when it comes to lakes in the United States. So that 99th lake, because it's out of, you know, tens of thousands of lakes in our country, it's still really, really good. So it also kind of puts more of a focus that, all right, this is one of the top 25 lakes, you know, in the central region, which makes it just sound and appear like it's as good as it actually is versus calling it the 89th best lake in the United States.
Yeah. And, you know, I've talked to you about this in the past. I was always partial to the destinations segment that they used to do in the magazine. And it's great because it would suggest techniques, you know, that you would use and then maybe have a few guides names and things like that. And it kind of ties into this, some of the great destinations. I think you can still find that stuff in the archives at Bassmaster.com, right, of some of those articles that you guys did in the past.
Yeah, 100%. And not only will you find that on Bassmaster.com, but we've also included some videos for Elite Series Pro to pick their favorite lake out of the 100 best, and then why they like it, and then how they fish it, their favorite times to go. So, yeah, you can find some sister content to this 100 best bass lakes on Bassmaster.com that's really good.
That's very, very cool. James Hall with us here. All right, in Major League Baseball, we're right around the corner from the All-Star game, and there's always this debate. Is it the first half of the season, and then you become an All-Star based on how you're playing the first half of the season? Or is it since the last All-Star game that you become an All-Star, the second half of last year and the first half of this year? So I ask you with this, is this basically all information that's been gleaned for this particular year since this spring? Obviously, you got to go to print with this thing sometime in, I don't know, April, May, where it's got to go to print. Or does it take into account the entire year? Are you gathering data going all the way back to last summer, last fall?
Our goal is to use data from the last 12 months. Mm-hmm. So because this is a July-August issue, you're getting this spring, you're getting last winter, last summer, and last fall.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of the springtime tells you a great deal about the health of the fishery. So that's the information that we want to focus on. But you look at some of these lakes in the Northeast that are still frozen in March. Mm-hmm. Well, then you got to kind of look back to what happened last summer and last fall to get an idea of the health of that fishery, because it just hadn't been fished until the ice goes away. So, yeah, 12 months is our cutoff date for using data to help support and prop up these lakes.
Of course, number one on the list, if folks haven't seen it yet or they don't have the copy, by the way, you can go to Bassmaster.com and find this information. You can also find this this issue on newsstands at various places and so on. But the St. Lawrence River, the whole Thousand Islands region, the elites will be there coming up in a few weeks, and that was number one. It's a smallmouth Disneyland, as our friend Taco Ito said, talked about here a few minutes ago. But it is an absolutely amazing fishery, and I'm from that part of the country, and I know that we don't talk about largemouth there, but largemouth is a thing there. I mean, there are places you can go on the river, you know, before you get out into the lake, where, you know, largemouth is very prevalent, and it's a good largemouth fishery as well, which just adds to how great a fishery that area is.
Yeah, it's exceptional. It's got great largemouth, but, you know, when you can go catch 100 pounds of smallmouth, and you're going to catch 90 pounds of largemouth, what are you going to go for the smallmouth? And Yeah, that last event we had there, I think we had four anglers crack the 100-pound mark with right. just smallmouth, which is just incredible. Because, you know, they don't get as big. That's the thing you got to remember. They just don't get as big as largemouth. So your average fish to crack 100 pounds has to be tremendous. And they all have to be like fish of a lifetime. And to have that many fish, you know, over 5.5, 6 pounds caught and weighed in, it just, that place continues to make my jaw drop.
And you guys don't discriminate. You've got Lake St. Clair, that's 430 square miles. And then you've got some small ponds on here that are under 1,000 acres. So you know, a little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah. You know, the, we got, you know, Busty Break Reservoir in Louisiana is a great example. It's 2,200 acres. But it is an exceptional fishery. And so there's some guys, you know, some readers, a lot of readers actually, that either have a kayak or a small 10 boat and they don't want to go out and they can't go out on Lake Erie, not safely anyway, or they don't want to look at, Mille Lacs. Mm-hmm. But they're comfortable and willing to go to smaller fisheries and they're just as good as the other ones. You know, our only fear in putting lakes that small on this lake is that they'll get too much pressure. But, you know, we haven't seen that play out, at least not in many years of doing this list. So it's important, I think, for us to be able to speak to great fisheries for anglers of every skill level. And those anglers who have, you know, you may not have a $100,000 bass boat, but still mm-hmm. want to go out and fish a bucket list lake.
Oklahoma Lake in Mississippi, 882 acres. I mean, that little place level will be empty by the time next year comes around. We'll see how that works out. I appreciate you as always. I can't believe you didn't put my lake on there. I am glad you didn't put my lake on there. That's kind of how I react when I see it. You know, thank you for not putting my lake on there. Why isn't my lake on there? But I'm glad that it's not, I think. Appreciate you as always. James Hall has been our guest. It's the Ultimate Bucket List 100 Best Bass Lakes ranked by Bassmaster. Tremendous job, James, as always.
Hey, thanks so much, Tom. I sure appreciate it.
Thank you. We're going to break in here. When we come back, I'll tell you what, how about a little Rapala Winner Circle with Robert G., who just got the win at Smith Lake in Alabama. We'll do that next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then, personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me. It's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, well, speaking of Phoenix guys, how about Robert G? What a job he did. Ended up finishing second. Looked like he was going to win the thing. And if he felt like if he had 13 or 14 pounds, probably would hang on to win. And then, as we just talked to Taco Ito, he runs out there and catches a 6-pound spot. I mean, you know, go figure. But Robert G joins us now on a VMC hook. Robert, welcome to the show. How are you after that great finish?
Good. Thanks for having me. I'm doing pretty well. Can't do much about someone catching a 6-pound spot, but I'll take the good finish. Second place isn't too bad in my rookie season. Well, a good confidence booster.
Well, this rookie season, I mean, this is amazing. You're 16th in the points, in the AOI points, which is outstanding. But you're 7th in the Rookie of the Year standings. I mean, think about that for a minute. You're 16th, and there's 6 other rookies that are in front of you. What a class. This might go down, you think about football, you think about the, 1983 quarterback draft class, with Dan Marino and John Elway and all those guys. This rookie class may go down as one of the greatest rookie classes to ever grace the Bassmaster Elite Series. It's unbelievable.
It is. It is truly wild. I mean, being in 16th in AOI, usually, I think I talked to my buddy Brandon Card, who won Rookie of the Year in, 2012 or something like that, and he told me he won Rookie of the Year and finished, 25th in the AOI standings. And being 7th in Rookie of the Year, but 16th in AOI is just truly mind-blowing. I've tried to do all I could. You have to have a flawless season to be up there for Rookie of the Year this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's been incredible. It's been a great year for you. It started out very good with the 4th place finish at Toledo Bend and stumbled a little bit at Lake Fork, but the rest of your, making those big checks, making those Saturday cuts, getting the job done there, missed out at Decatur, but turn around and finish second at Smith. What kind of experience had you had in the past at Smith Lake?
In college, I fished the college series for 5 years. I had a COVID year, in quotations, We had 3 college tournaments while I was in college at Smith Lake. So this was my 4th big national tournament at Smith Lake. So I kind of knew how it set up and knew kind of where the bigger spots like to live, like areas of the lake. So I knew that going into practice and pre-practice and all that. So I kind of had the areas of the lake I knew I wanted to stay in rather than running around wasting time.
Yeah, and by the way, college fisherman from the University of Tennessee and a big Tennessee fan. You're from East Tennessee as well. And I got to say, one of the cooler jerseys that we see on the elites, you went with the checkerboard, a little bit of the, what do they call it, smoky gray, something like that. You went with the gray. You didn't go white and orange. You went smoky gray and orange checkerboard on both sides of that jersey. But pretty sharp look. I got to give you credit for that.
Thank you. Yeah, I decided to go with the smoky gray and checkerboard. Maybe eventually we'll get to the orange and white checkerboard. But the first year, I just wanted to keep it more sleek and not go fully orange and white checkerboard.
So between you and then Scott Canterbury and Justin Hamner, maybe the biggest Alabama fans. Maybe we'd have to put Gerald Swindle in there as well. I'm sure there are others. Biggest Alabama Crimson Tide fans that are out there. And then you've got Steve Kennedy, who had gotten off to a good start in this deal here. And, of course, he just all ate up with his alma mater of Auburn. I mean, the SEC well represented. We could have an SEC elite tournament with about 10 or 12 of you guys, and that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, for sure, yeah. My roommate I travel with, John Garrett. He's also a rookie. Mm-hmm. He's a huge Tennessee fan as well, so we would be on the Tennessee side for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's up with that? And Garrett, you know, he didn't go to Tennessee. You know, he decided to go fish someplace else. You know, but a fishing factory, I guess. But you know, what's up with that with the Tennessee fandom for him?
Yeah, he's from the state of Tennessee, so yeah. He just has always grown up being a fan. So
yeah, one of them.
Can't
deals.
Blame him for going to a smaller school that gave him a scholarship. But.
Yeah, that's true. You go fish a little bit. All right, so let's talk about how you got this thing done. I thought it was very impressive what you did by heading to the dam and to that area, and I loved your thought and your concept that, you know what, I'm not going to get as many bites. There were guys catching 100 fish. You're like, I'm not going to get as many bites, but I'm going to go to where the stripers are because the stripers eat the small spots and only the big spots will be left. Now, talk about that theory a little bit.
So, when I was down there in practice, literally every fish I caught down there was over 2 pounds. And, like, I didn't even see a smaller spot like I did in the other creek arms. So that was my full game plan. Like, I knew every spot of bass I would be casting around down there was a good quality spot, and I knew I had the opportunity to catch a 16, 17 pound bag if the stars aligned.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my game plan every day, was to try to get the stars to align and catch one of those big taku size bags, 16 or 17 pounds of spots. But, you know, it never really happened, but I was close a couple times. The first day, I could have been really close to that 16, 17-pound mark if I were to get a little lucky. I had a few missed opportunities where I lost a couple big ones that I really wish I had back, but, you know, it might have not made a difference.
Did you even bother turning that 360 on? Because I believe you have 360 on there along with your forward facing, but I'm pretty sure over 200 feet of water that the 360 probably doesn't help you too much.
No, I had it turned off because actually I felt like as if the spots that I was fishing for could feel the clicking of it. Mm-hmm. So I turned it off.
So you had that
the
off.
Water was super clear down there, and you kind of had to be as stealthy as you could.
You did have the forward facing on. You are one of the guys that's very good with the forward facing. There's been, obviously, it's the topic of the year is the rookies and the forward facing and so on. I ripped that forward facing transducer off your boat. Does Robert G still catch fish? I mean, you got ways to find points and structure and so on that you think you would still catch fish with the regular, you know, down sonar electronics and so on.
Oh yeah, I grew up on the Tennessee River, so. Using electronics since the very beginning of side scan has been a big part of my fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I've always loved to do, is just looking at my lake maps, going and scanning with my down scan and side scan, finding big schools of them and finding brush piles and finding stumps. And used to, it was a lot harder to line up your cast, you know, with the GPS. You had to be perfectly dialed in and make a little spot on the bank you had to cast at to hit your target. But now with the forward facing, it just makes life completely easier. It's kind of like a football team with their iPads watching the defensive coverage on the bank. Like, it just makes things easier to me.
Yeah. Does it bother you at all when you hear all this chatter about, you know, these rookies, this is all they can do and blah, blah, blah. Does that stuff get to you guys at all?
I mean, yeah, it kind of bothers me because, I mean, I know the tool it is and how it's not just a give me at all. Like, I had to put in probably 5 years with it to get confident in just using it. And now I feel like I'm probably really good at it, but it took a long time to get the confidence in it for sure.
Yeah, Robert G with us here, coming off a second place finish at Smith Lake. Talk to me about this hand tied 3/8 ounce hair jig that you were throwing. It looks like an old smallmouth jig that I used to use back in the day, a deer hair smallmouth jig. But this is kind of a modified crappie jig. Talk to me about that deal, because that was something unique. Not quite as unique as that stuff that Taku was throwing. I don't even know what that was. But this talk to me about this hair jig.
So, yeah, I was using the 3/8 the first 3 days, and then on the final day, since those fish had been getting so pressured, because I wasn't the only one fishing for those fish in that region down there by the dam. There was several other guys the first couple days and third day that were down there fishing for them. So they had seen the whole kitchen sink. So the last day I actually changed out my 3/8 to a quarter ounce. So it had a slower fall and a slower swim through the water. Yeah. And that's what I caught them on, was the quarter ounce one. But it's basically just a regular bass jig head with this little bit stronger hook than you would use for crappie fishing. That is it's a 3/0. So it's a 3/0, like a light wire hook you would use for, you know, reeling small swim baits and Damiki rigs. But it's just got a hand tied crappie jig that's probably 2 inches longer than you would tie a crappie jig for. It's just a traditional crappie jig hair and a feather and, you know, tinsel in it. It's a really cool jig. I haven't really used it much this year in the elites, but around home for fishing for smallmouth and stuff like that in these clear East Tennessee lakes, it's really a staple in my box.
So you're saying we may see this on the deck when you get to Champlain in the St. Lawrence?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. Now, no doubt. I noticed that it looks like you've got that thing tied with a loop knot, and you did the same thing with your spy bait. Talk about that a little bit, how you tie that and why you like to go with the loop knot, because a lot of us would just tie it direct and not maybe get the action that you get with that little loop knot.
Yeah, so I tied the little loop knot, which it's a very easy knot to tie, but a lot of people don't tie it, and I don't understand why. Like I said before, I'm a big crappie fisherman in the wintertime. Like when in the off season, that's one of my passions and hobbies is crappie fishing. And all the crappie guys tie loop knots to their jigs and everything like that to keep the bait perfectly horizontal in the water column. Especially like when you have one tracking your bait and you're needing to work it up towards the boat and raising it in the water column, it won't, when you cast it, sometimes your line, if you tie it direct to the jig head, not like the hole, it'll get pinched either down front on the front side of the hole or on the back side. So it'll give it a different pull through the water. Like right. it'll either be more vertical instead of horizontal. So with that loop knot, it'll just keep it always perfectly swayed to where it's coming through the water column horizontal. That's why I really like it.
Now, do you do that with other baits as well? I mean, obviously, you know, maybe crankbaits, but if you're fishing a jig, you know, around structure, you know, regular bass jig, football jig, something like that, do you also tie the loop knot or do you then go direct?
I just go direct on those. The only other bait I tie a loop knot on is topwaters, like a popar.
Right. Give that extra action for sure. All right, before we let you go, tell us about this Enduro Power, your title sponsor there, Enduro Power. What is Enduro Power?
Enduro Power is the lithium batteries I run in my boat. And it's truly what's helped me in all this year because I don't have the, you know, the forward-facing sonars off the back of my boat, off the jack plate and whatnot. So whenever I'm trying to find places to use my forward-facing sonar, like out in the middle of the lake, I have to get on my troll motor and troll around for miles. And with having lithium cranking batteries, it's just truly opened up to where you can just stand on your troll motor at high speeds, like 8, 9, 10 on your troll motor and cover a lot of water. So this past week at Smith, I would say I at least put 15 or 20 miles just standing on my troll motor. And that wouldn't have been possible with lead acid batteries. They would have died and I would have had to gone in early. But with the Enduro Power batteries, my battery life was still over 50% at the end of the day, every day. So huge shout out to Enduro Power. You know, they're awesome batteries. I've been with them since I was in college. And I truly, truly probably couldn't find the fish I did this past week without having those Enduros and being able to stand on my troll motor for that long.
Robert G has been our guest. Robert, we appreciate you. Good luck up north, man. Keep it rolling.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That's Robert G. Good kid right there. All right, we're going to get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
This is sponsored by Checkers and Rallies. The second Friday of each July is officially National French Friday, and everybody knows that Checkers and Rallies tasty burgers, hot dogs, and chicken sandwiches are best with an order of fully loaded French fries to complete the meal. Across the United States, Checkers and Rallies drive-in restaurants are gearing up for a delicious celebration. From July 1st through the 12th, they are offering a chance to win a fully loaded French fry pass, which gets you free fully loaded fries for a year. That's enough for one regular size fully loaded fries each week for 52 weeks. 100 winners will be selected. Visit frygiveaway.com to enter. Must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older. No purchase necessary to enter. Plus, in honor of Checkers and Rallies moving National French Fry Day to be on a Friday, Rewards app members can get a free regular size fully loaded fries with any purchase starting Friday, July 12th, the real Friday, through Sunday, July 14th. Remember, you must be a member of the Checkers and Rallies Rewards program to get this app-based offer. So download the app and join today.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Now, Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including like water temp and grass and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Now, how would you like the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather or water temp or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Bring Omnia along on your next trip and create new dots with a single tap. We'll set up a dot for you based on your current location. Omnia has unlimited private waypoint storage so that you can create as many as you like without having to worry about running out of space. Now, Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on a $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Let's take a look now at the Quest for the AOI after Smith Lake. You know, the new Quest series of dual 2436 brushless trolling motors was designed for anglers who demand the best from their equipment, even in the harshest environments, with a programmable foot pedal, re-engineered mount, advanced GPS functionality than ever, and even an eco mode to extend battery life. The only thing this motor won't do is quit. Justin Hamner won't quit either. The reigning Bassmaster Classic champ has now taken over the lead in the AOI with 595 points after the very unfortunate events that left Trey McKinney near last place at Smith Lake. McKinney is now second, about 24 points back at 571. So he's got some work to do in the last couple of events if he's going to catch up. Cody Huff is third. Chris Johnston now is in fourth. Jacob Faust is fifth. John Garrett, sixth. Jay Zakurat is now in seventh place. JT Tompkins, another rookie, is eighth. Corey Johnston is ninth. And another rookie, Wesley Gore, having an outstanding season, is in 10th. Jordan Lee did not have the event that he wanted to have in both the Alabama events, and he has now slipped to 11th place. Remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio or just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you will see Bassmaster Radio listed there. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.